Chances are you spent a lot of your week the way we did, listening to things like this.
I know that this was a very public thing that we had happened to us.
And this.
I love him. I have forgiven him. I believe in him. And as we have said from the beginning, we are moving forward.
But there were also plenty of things that happened outside the Carlos danger zone. For example, the city council voted to limit the lease for Madison Square Garden to only 10 years. Speaker Christine Quinn said she'd like to see the arena move so the city can improve Penn Station.
We need to make sure Penn Station becomes what we need it to be, a really 21st century grand entrance into the greatest city in the world.
And nurses rallied against the proposed closures of Long Island College Hospital, or LICH, and Interfaith Medical Center in Brooklyn.
They say cutbacks!
We say fight back!
They say cutbacks!
We say fight back!
And there was more. Mayor Bloomberg vetoed two bills designed to curb stop and frisk, which he said could lead to more murder and mayhem in the city.
Running risks with the public safety is not something that I think should be done.
Then the council vowed to override the vetoes. So, yeah, it was a pretty big week, even if none of that other stuff made it onto a website called The Dirty. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.